Good morning, and thank you for being here. As you all know, there have been many questions raised in the community and among city staff about an announcement that went out yesterday from Chief Roush to Knoxville Police Department employees regarding a Bible verse that is displayed at a staff entrance at the safety building. First, some context. This Bible verse has been displayed at that entrance for nearly 50 years. It is not displayed in an area where members of the public would typically go. We are not aware of any complaints or issues raised in recent history by KPD staff or members of the public. It has become part of a KPD tradition, providing strength and comfort to our officers as they perform their daily and often dangerous duties. A few months ago, we received a letter from the East Tennessee chapter of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a nonprofit organization based in Madison, Wisconsin, that promotes the separation of church and state. I don't know what brought the display of this verse to their attention, but they objected to it on constitutional grounds. After reviewing the complaint and case law surrounding similar issues across the country, our law department determined that this display of this Bible verse does cross a clearly established line regarding government promotion of religion. Charles Swanson, our law director, will talk more about the legal issues in a moment. After that determination was made, Charles informed me and Chief Roush earlier this week, and Chief Roush informed his staff. I know that people both inside and outside city government are upset with the ending of this tradition. As a person of faith, I understand and respect the passion that people feel on this issue. As a Christian, I am thankful for fellow Christians who feel their faith so strongly that they want to share it with the world. And I respect people of other faiths who feel the same. I know Chief Roush and Mr. Swanson feel the same way. But we do not govern according to the dictates of our faith. We govern first and foremost under the authority of the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Tennessee. Both of those documents set very clear limits on the role of government in promoting any specific religion. There is a good reason for this. As our founders recognized when they wrote the Constitution, the best protection for religious liberty is to restrict the government's role in promoting or endorsing any particular faith. Those of us who serve the people of Knoxville serve all the people of Knoxville, people of many faiths and many backgrounds. As Christians, we may not always realize that our co-workers or our constituents do not all see the world the same way that we do. We may not understand that a Bible verse that gives us strength and comfort may send an entirely different message to someone else, that you are not welcome here or that this government body does not represent you. These issues are complicated and they are difficult. This is not an issue we sought out, but as mayor, like all elected officials and like all of our law enforcement officers, I am obliged to uphold the Constitution. When our law department says that we have a clear constitutional problem to address, I am obliged to address it. I would also like to note that this is one of two issues that have been raised to us by the Freedom From Religion Foundation in recent months. They have also objected to our plans to work with the Emerald Youth Foundation on a new youth recreation complex in Lonsdale. In that case, we reviewed their complaint and determined that we can proceed with that partnership in a way that does not raise any constitutional issues. So we work closely with both faith-based and non-faith-based organizations throughout our community. After reviewing this entire situation and the determination of the law department, Chief Roush and the staff have come up with a solution that we believe will respect the strong feelings on all sides of this issue and still allow the display of this verse and other inspirational writing in a different context. Chief Roush and his staff have suggested creating a hall of inspiration at the safety building where employees will be welcome to submit and display quotes and proverbs from many traditions. This will encourage the sharing heartfelt expressions of belief in a way that reflects our diverse history and community. And he'll talk more about that in a minute. But this is where, when we move the sign, it will be moved into this hall of inspiration. Before I ask the chief to say a few words, I want to speak directly to our KPB officers and staff. As mayor, I am so very grateful for your service and the sacrifice that goes with it. You are out there every single day, keeping all of us safe, putting yourselves on the line for the people of Knoxville. I know the announcement yesterday raised troubling questions for many of you, and I want to assure you that this has nothing to do with restricting anybody's individual expression of faith. We were also very fortunate to have so many officers and staff who draw daily strength from the foundation of their own faith. And I want to thank all of you for your service. And now, Mr. Charles, are you going to speak next? Okay.
Thanks, Mayor. I appreciate it. First and foremost, her leadership in these matters. And so I want to explain it as well. As the mayor mentioned, this is a constitutional issue. Law enforcement are the number one upholders of the Constitution. That's our sole and primary mission, is to uphold the Constitution. And as we looked at this issue, we understand that this is a legal issue. And our role, our responsibility is to uphold that Constitution for all. And regardless of faith, non-faith. And so it is a tough emotional decision, as has been stated, but it is the right decision. And we certainly understand that. And so the mayor mentioned the idea that came to me this morning from staff in terms of creating an inspirational hall at the police department. We believe that this will address the concerns that were brought to us by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, that we will not be focused on one specific Bible verse or, quite frankly, any specific religion. This will be an opportunity for employees to reflect on those quotes that they can draw inspiration from as they do their very tedious, very specific job of policing this great city. And there is a need for inspiration for our job. It is at times thankless. It is at times very emotionally disturbing. It is at times extremely dangerous. And so to have that opportunity to relax and reflect is vital. So we will create this hall that will provide that opportunity to our employees so that they will be able to have that opportunity to be inspired. And so we will be creating a committee, but also asking all of our employees to submit quotes that they feel are inspiring from whatever source that they choose to send it, regardless of secular or non-secular. And so we will provide that opportunity. We believe that will address the concerns that were brought to us, but also provide that inspiration that our officers so clearly need. And so that's the information I have for Charlie.
I don't really have a great deal to add to what the mayor and Chief Roush have already said. I would like to say that we are, in fact, governed by the Constitution, both the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Tennessee. And that Constitution provides for freedom of religion. And we recognize that. We appreciate that. We want to address that. We have to be governed by how we interpret the rights associated with freedom of religion in an appropriate way. And the only way that we have to interpret the interesting interplay between the free exercise clause and the establishment clause is to rely upon the courts as they have decided cases on a case-by-case basis as they have come through. When this issue came to our attention, we did not seek it out, but when it came to our attention, we had to review the pertinent case law, particularly the most recent case law, with regard to how our free exercise clause, which says people have the freedom to freely exercise whatever religious faith they may choose to do so in this country. And we are not to in any way interfere with their ability to freely exercise the practice of whatever religion they wish to exercise, or in fact no religion at all. At the same time, it is important that we recognize that there is an establishment clause that says a government may not establish a particular religion or any religion, and we may not promote a particular religion. So as you get down to the facts of this particular case, the issue that we ran into is the display that was contained in a prominent location at the police department was a single Bible verse identified from the Christian Bible. It was a single promotion of a particular faith. And the case law tells us very clearly that the government is to stay out of the business of promoting a particular singular faith. We are not to keep people from exercising the free exercise of that faith, but the government itself is not allowed to promote that faith. We reviewed a lot of case law, including recent case law about the freedom of religion arising out of very recent cases. Just a couple of weeks ago, a case out of the Fourth Circuit, and then a little less recent case, but just a few months ago, arising out of the Sixth Circuit, where the court addressed issues related to the promotion of a particular religion. And the courts have pretty uniformly held that governments may not do that. And so we are compelled, we are required to follow the Constitution, and that's the advice that has been given in this case. And I think that the solution that we've come up with is a solution that will respect our Constitution and respect both the free exercise of religious faith and respect the fact that the government may not establish a particular religion. And that's really all I have. Thank you so much.
That's all of our presentation. Do you all have questions?
The inspiration of all. When will it go into play? When will that start?
So what has been put out is that at 9:30 on Friday morning is when we will take the verse down, and we will immediately place it in the hall with a couple other plaques with books on them. So as a start, and then it'll take us a little while to shouldn't be long, but we'll have a little bit of time to then repurpose that room so that it does meet the goal of having a place to relax and be inspired.
Was the plaque something you personally found solace in as a man of faith?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say so. Yes. It's something I've seen every day for almost 25 years now of my career at the KPU. So, absolutely.
Other police officers, how are they responding to this?
Well, clearly there's, I've heard from a number of the officers very concerned. And I think that, clearly this announcement is something new they have not heard. And so I think this will, put faith back in those who were concerned about the removal.
From what you know, how did this come to your attention? What sort of led to this decision?
I have no idea what preempted the Freedom from Religion letter that was sent to me initially. I don't know. Quite frankly, it's not really important how or why it came to us. It came to us, and we certainly have done what we're supposed to do, and that is take it under advisement and determine if we legally could have it where it was at. And,
you said that city could have fought this suit to decide if it wasn't worth the money for trouble to do that. Do you have an estimate of how much it would cost?
I have no way to estimate that other than there have been other suits that have been pursued. I want to reiterate that the important decision was whether the Constitution permitted the display or didn't permit the display. The important decision wasn't whether or not we were going to have to fight a lawsuit. But in reviewing the Constitution, it appeared if that lawsuit was filed and we followed through and the case law was followed as we have observed it in the various cases that we have reviewed, it certainly was a potential that, that we would lose that case. And so we would involve not only the expenditure of our time in defending that case, but also whenever there's a constitutional case, it means there's a possibility that the attorneys representing the plaintiffs in that case, their attorney's fees would be paid by that. In the past, we've seen hundreds of thousands of dollars paid to plaintiffs' attorneys who have pursued these types of cases. We think we can utilize those funds for the citizens of Knoxville in a better way and still accomplish the inspiration that, that this Bible verse, as well as other inspirational thoughts, will give to our employees without going through that process and spending that money that we could otherwise use for great things, good equipment for the police department, and many other projects that we could use that money for to make better sense for our people.
I would say if we thought we had a leg to stand on, we would spend the money. Okay?
Have you met there with eternal order or retirees? Or do you plan on meeting?
I have not yet. This all just happened in the last few days, so that but I look forward to meeting with our staff, our officers, and further explaining that and supporting this hall of inspiration so that we continue to show the plaque, to show the verse, and have it there along with others. We hope this will be consolation.
I've had people reach out to me saying, why not stand up for this? Yes, this is tough. This is a tough topic. This is a tough decision, but you have to stand on something or you'll fall for anything. Why not?
Well, because we're standing on the Constitution is what we're standing on here. And it has been fought. I could demagogue it. I could go ahead and stand there and say we're going to fight it to the end. But if we know, everything tells you that that this law has been established. This is case law. We know what the outcome will be. Then why don't we face it as a community and adjust as we have, as we're going to with this hall of inspiration. So, as I said before, if we thought we had a leg to stand on, we would fight it. But we don't believe, according to the law department, we don't believe that there's a leg to stand on. This has been tried before. So that's why. It's not that we don't wish it to be otherwise, but my responsibility as mayor, the buck stops here, my responsibility as mayor is to uphold the Constitution and to support the Constitution and to support our employees and the people in this community, to do everything we can to keep them safe and to make this a great place to live. And I'm not going to, for pride or, you know, to follow, to lead us down a rabbit hole that I think would not be worthwhile. Not because we're not concerned about what we now have to do, but because it's already been done. Other communities have done that, and they've had to face the reality. So let's move forward, recognizing that there is, as Charles had said, the separation of church and state. There's the establishment clause and the free exercise clause. We recognize that. We move on. And we provide whatever support we can to our officers in a way that is constitutional, and that's what we intend to do.
How would you differentiate this quote hanging in headquarters from, say, printing "In God We Trust" on a squad car? I think it's Sevier County does that.
I've asked the same question. I'll refer to my lawyer.
The cases that have dealt with that have said that the "In God We Trust" statement that is out there has such a long history of use in our country that it has almost lost the particular religious promotional aspect to it, whereas this is a particular single verse from a Christian Bible, and it is clearly identified as such, and so there would be a factual difference between those two. I sometimes have trouble reconciling those myself. And I just have to rely upon what the courts have done in interpreting that, and whether it would be the same interpretation I would come up with if I was the judge making that decision, maybe not. But I understand what the courts have done, and recognizing that, we're going to follow the law until they change the law.
Very strong. Can you kind of address it a little bit? The same group has raised these similar questions with the Lawn Star Project. Can you just, in your law,
Oh, sure. Uh, in, the issue that we had there was, were we going to be promoting a particular religious faith through what the what's the name of the group?
MLU.
The MLU Foundation was doing in their projects over there. And we reviewed what we were doing, and the city's aspect of all of that project is to provide public amenities like sidewalks and streets and other public amenities that are absolutely open to the entire public. We are not going to be conducting any type of religious services in the city's property over there. What's going to happen over there is there's going to be a purchase of that property by the Emerald Youth Foundation, and the city is going to provide public amenities around that facility, as they have throughout the city for a number of different areas where they are needed. And so we are not in any way promoting or establishing a particular religion by providing public amenities around the project.
And if you look at our annual community agency grants, there are a number of nonprofit agents or nonprofit faith-based groups that we work with that we provide funding to. And this has all been established for years in terms of we support the services that they provide to help people in this community, and they don't use that money to promote their particular faith. Other questions? All right. Well, thank you all very much for being here.